过去几十年里面，世界上很多人攻击圣经。
In the past decades, many people was against the Bible.
他们用各种的方法来攻击圣经。
They tried many ways to criticize the Bible.
首先人家说圣经有错误。
First, they say that Bible is errant.
不能都信。
You cannot believe them all.
到后来发现这个攻击不成功。
And then they realized they were not successful.
他们便说圣经不完全。
And then say the Bible is incomplete.
需要许多补充的地方。
They need a lot of supplements.
他们发现这个方法也不好。
And then they feel that was not successful.
便说圣经呢跟人的生活没有什么关联。
And then they say that the Bible is not relevant to people's lives.
圣经只是一本两三千年的老书啊。
It's only an old book of 2,000-3,000 years old.
他们发现这个攻击也没有用。
That attack was in vain.
他们便说啊，圣经不足够，不充分。
And then they say that the Bible is not enough.
需要加上人的思想，人的做法。
You have to add man's thinking and the method.
他们发现这个也没有用。
It's still not working.
他们便说圣经不清楚啊。
And then the Bible is not clear.
很难真的了解神说什么。
It's very hard to know what God really is talking about.
所以你自己怎么解释都可以。
So you can interpret any way you wish.
这些人就不停的这样的攻击圣经。
So they continuously attack the Bible.
他们攻击的这个目的有点像过去清教徒的一位伟人。
The purpose of their attack is like one of the great Puritans in the past.
他的名字叫多马瓦特森。
So his name is Thomas
Watson. 他在你们节目当中讲过这一句话。
He said something that's printed on your program.
他说魔鬼总是试着要用这个方法或那个方法来吹熄圣经的光。
The devil is always trying to blow out the light of scripture one way or another.
可是在诗篇19篇里面。
But in Psalm 19.
特别是第七节到十一节。
Especially from verse 7 to 11.
这五节的圣经里面。
In these five verses.
神自己强而有力的见证。
Here, God gave a powerful testimony.
So, 圣经是没有错误的。
So, the Bible is inerrant.
圣经是完全的。
The Bible is complete.
圣经是和你生命有关联的。
The Bible is very relevant to your life.
圣经是充分足够的。
And the Bible is
sufficient.
Sufficient.
并且圣经是清楚的。
And the Bible is clear.
这篇圣经跟这篇诗篇跟另外一个诗篇有关系。
This psalm is related to another psalm.
诗篇里面最长的很出名的那个诗篇是119篇。
So the most famous, the longest psalm is 119.
诗篇19篇是119篇的浓缩本。
So the Psalm 19 is the condensed Psalm 119.
119篇有176节。
In Psalm 119 there are 176 verses.
19篇只有14节。
In verse 19, there is only 14 verses.
但两篇所讲的神的话语非常的类似。
So, but they are very similar in those two psalms about God's words.
我们来看诗篇十九篇。
Let's read Psalm 19.
第一节到第六节是看到神在大自然中的显示。
So the first six verses is God's revelation in the nature.
常常都被称为普遍的或一般的显示。
So it's a common revelation.
General.
General revelation.
但第七节到第九节呢
?So how about from verse 7 to verse 9?
是个特别的显示。
It's a special revelation.
他借着他的话语把它显示给我们看给我们知道。
He revealed us through his words.
如果他不显示的话我们没有办法认识他。
If he does not reveal We would not be able to know him.
当你仔细地读这三节的经文的时候
When you carefully read those three verses,
你首先发现神的话语有六个名称
Then you realize there are six titles, names for God's words.
律法法度
Law, and the perfect.
训词命令。
And there is precepts and the commands.
然后道理典章。
And then there is a ordinances and judgments.
是。然后这三节里面他六次的提到耶和华的。
In those, he six times mentioned those are Jehovah's.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
那么耶和华的律法。
So it's the law of the Lord.
耶和华的法度。
It's the testimony of the Lord.
耶和华的训词。
It is the precepts of the Lord.
为什么要重复六次？
Why do you repeat it six times?
怕我们忘记一件事情。
So he is afraid we may forget one thing.
神的话语是从神来的。
God's words come from God.
不是从人来的。
It's not from man.
然后这段里面我们看到神的话语六个特性。
And there are six characteristics of the scripture.
第七节里面有全备跟确定。
So in the verse 7, it says it's perfect, it's all accurate.
Okay, 这边 sure.
It's a sure. Okay.
然后有正直跟清洁。
So it is right and pure.
然后有洁净跟真实。
And then there is a clean and true.
然后这段经文提到神话语的六个作用，六个效果。
And then they also mention six effects of the scripture.
能苏醒人心。
Can revive our soul.
能使愚人有智慧。
Can make wise the simple.
能快活的人心。
Can give joy to the heart.
能明亮人的眼目。
Can give light to the eye.
然后存到永远。
And endures forever.
然后全然公义。
And then is entire righteous.
我们现在开始一个一个看。
Now we can look at each one of them.
我们先看第七节前半边。
Let's read the first half of verse 7.
耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心。律法这个字。
So the law, the word.
希伯来文原来是 Torah, 指摩西五经。
So in the Hebrew word is the Torah, that's the five books of Moses.
摩西五经有三种功用。
There are three functions of those laws.
打在你们节目单上面。
It's printed on your program.
首先是指示。
The first is to give directions.
Instructions. 然后指导。
Then teach.
Directions.
然
后是教导。
And then is teach.
换句话说，律法是神对人行为的指示。
So in other words, the law is the instruction about our behavior.
因为是从神来。
Because it comes from God.
所以是全备。
So it is complete.
Perfect. 那个全备的意思有完全。
So the word perfect means complete.
或者就是说不需要再修改了。
Does need that to be revised.
另外一个意思节目单上是全面的。
So it's complete, outsider.
Okay. 你们有节目单的话，请你们跟我一起看，这样你们也许可以吸收多一点啊。
So、
第二个意思是全面的。
So the word is outsider.
包括生活当中每一层面。
Including all sides of your life.
第三个是范围很广的。
The third one says is the
comprehensive.
没
有遗漏掉什么东西。
Did not lose anything, leave anything behind.
所以效果呢?
So what is the effect?
能苏醒人心。
Can revive soul.
刚才陪您念哈，人心它是用 soul 这个字，人的灵魂。
So it's the word, it's the soul.
指你里面的那个人。
So the person inside of you.
指在你内在的那个你。
So the you that's inside of you.
换句话说是指你那个真正的生命。
That means the true life of yours.
人那个真正的生命如果不是死的。
If the true life is not dead.
常常就是在危机之中。
But it's often in crisis.
当神的律法将它恢复过来的。
When the law can revive it.
让它重新活过来。
So they can live again.
你记得耶稣在受试探的时候，
Do you know when Jesus was tempted?
他说过一句话。
He said one sentence.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神里口里所出的一切话。
Man does not live on bread alone, but according to all the words proceeds from the mouth of God.
耶稣什么时候讲这句话？
When did Jesus say that?
是他禁食四十天以后。
After he had fasted 40 days.
请问禁食四十天以后会不会肚子饿？
So, do you think he will be hungry after 40 days of fasting?
不但会饿，会很饿。
Not only is he hungry, he's very hungry.
但耶稣却讲这句话。
But Jesus said that.
表示他虽然是百分之百的人呢。
It means even though he is 100% human.
他对食物有需要。
He needs food.
但他对食物的需要是相对的。
But the need for food is relative.
他对神的需要是彻底的。
So his need as of God is complete.
他对神的那话语的需要是全面的。
So he needs God's words in all sides.
食物带给我们肉体的生命。
So the food brings the word, the body.
只有神的话语带给我们属灵的生命。
But only God's words give us spiritual life.
那是一种不会停止、一直继续的生命。
So that is the life will never stop, it will continue.
弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
如果你和我想保持一个有力的生命。
If you and I want to have a powerful life.
充满活力 vibrant 的生命。
It's a vibrant life.
那么我们就不能忽略神的话语。
Then we cannot overlook God's word.
因为耶和华的律法全被人苏醒人心呢。
Because the law of our Lord will be completely revive our soul.
教会当中的许多伟人。
There are many great people in the church.
常常因为神的话语。
Oftentimes because of God's words.
他们的生命苏醒了。
So their life was revived.
奥古斯丁。
Augustine.
就是因为罗马书十三章十三节。
Because Romans 13:13.
他的生命苏醒了。
So his life was revived. His soul was revived.
马丁路德。
Martin Luther.
因为罗马书一章十七节。
Because of Romans 1:17.
他的生命苏醒了。
His soul was revived.
约拿丹爱德华
Jonathan Edwards
因为提摩太前书一章十七节
Because of 1 Timothy 1:17
他的生命苏醒
His soul was revived
我想到我自己的情形
I thought of my own situation
我听到罗马书十章九节十节
When I heard Romans 10:9-10
我的生命苏醒
My life, my soul revived
可能你的生命苏醒也是因为神的某一句话
Maybe your soul would be revived through the words of God.
神的话语让我们的生命苏醒过来。
So God's words revives our soul.
只有神的话语能给人生命。
Only God's words can give us life.
那个生命到头来啊，你发现是最要紧的。
So that life you will realize is most important.
想想看。
Just to think.
有哪一个人
who
躺在在死之前躺在床上。
When he's laying in his deathbed,
他很小声对家人说
He was whispered to his family.
请把我银行存款的数目读给我听。
Please read me, let me know my savings in the bank.
请把我 401k 里面的每一项投资的总数读给我听。
Please read to me all my investments in my 401k.
但是很多人呢。
But many people.
在那个时候啊
At that time,
对他的家人说
he would say to his family,
对他的牧师说
he would say to his pastor,
请把诗篇二十三篇读给我听
Please read Psalm 23 for me.
请把启示录二十一章读给我听
Please read me chapter 21 of Revelation.
请把罗马书八章三十三节到三十五节读给我听
Please read me Romans 8:23-24.
请把罗马书第八章三十八到三十九节读给我听
Please read Romans 8:39For me.
因为如果没有神的话语
Because if there's no God's words,
人的生命会灭亡的
then our life will vanish.
我们看第二个
Let's look at the second.
这是第七节后半边
The second half of verse 7.
耶和华的法度确定人使愚人有智慧
The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy. makes wise simple, the simple.
我今天用的这些英文的字眼都是从NASB 或者 ESV 来的哈，所以法度这个字它是用 testimony 或见证。
So the version that the pastor used today for the word is testimony.
什么叫见证？
What does testimony mean?
就是你把你自己亲身的经历讲出来。
So you tell people your own experiences.
所以如果你去法庭做见证。
So if you give a testimony in the court.
你在法官的面前。
You're in front of the judge.
把你所听见所看见的讲出来。
So you tell them what you saw and what you heard.
你来团契或查经班做见证。
If you give a testimony in the fellowship or Bible study.
就把你自己跟神的经历讲出来。
So I would tell people about your own experiences with God.
但这里说是神的见证。
But here it says it's testimony of God.
是神把他自己讲出来。
Is God tell you about himself?
如果神不讲，我们没有办法了解。
If God does not say it, we would not understand.
神把他自己解开了。
So God opened himself.
神把他自己暴露出来了。
So he exposed himself.
如果没有神不这样做，我们没有办法认识他。
If God does not do so, we would not be able to understand him.
所以他说这个是确定或者是 sure.
So it says it's sure.
既然是神的见证，那这个见证就是确定的。
So if this is God's testimony, then it must be sure.
确定有这种可靠的意思。
So it's reliable.
确信有这种可以信赖得过的意思。
So to be sure means it's trustworthy.
世界上人写了不少东西。
Many people wrote many things.
有时候就是再小心还是难免有错误的。
Even though you'll be very careful, they still could have mistakes.
需要被修改。
Can be corrected.
但神他自己的 话也是绝对可靠的。
But God's words is absolutely trustworthy.
那效果是什么？
So what is the effect?
能使愚人有智慧。
So the making wise the simple.
你可以说这是个很精彩的生命 wonderful statement.
So it's a very wonderful life.
愚人呢，这英文是用 simple, 就是说头脑简单的人。
So the simple means his brain is simple.
Okay.不是说他没有受过教育。
Doesn't mean he's not educated.
不是说他 IQ 低啊。
Doesn't mean he has low IQ.
还是他对一些事情还没有了解。
But he is not quite understanding some things.
那么智慧什么意思？
So what's the word wise mean?
我很喜欢一个人给智慧下个定义。
I like the definition given to wisdom.
智慧是你从神的角度、神的眼光来看事情。
So wisdom is you see things from God's perspective.God's eyes.
这和从人的角度、人的眼光看事情很大的不同。
This is very different to see things from people, man's perspective.
神见证说跟从他的人要舍己。
God that witnessed that whoever follows him must deny himself.
人却说那怎么行呢？
But people said, how can I do that?
人不为己，天诛地灭。
If we don't think about ourselves, we will die.
神见证说积财宝在天是最安全的地方。
So God says, if you store your treasure in heaven, that's the safest place.
人却见证说要眼睛看得见手拿得住的才是安全的。
So the people will say that only what I can see, what I can hold is secure.
神见证说
God testifies,
做父母亲的要按照主的教训和警戒养育你的儿女。
So for parents, you ought to teach, raise your children according to God's words.
人却说
But man would say,
做父母亲呢，你要听某一个专家的话。
So the parents, you want to listen to the experts.
让你的儿女们快乐。
So they may, your children may be happy.
我们一天到晚听到一些不是真实的话。
We often hear not truth.
听到一些不可靠的人生哲学。
Some philosopher is not trustworthy.
你怎么逃避这些？
How can you escape those?
你需要回到神自己的话语。
You need to return to God's words.
只有神的话语才能让你有智慧。
Only God's words give you wisdom.
因为只有神自己的见证才会让你从神的眼光角度来看事情。
Only God's own testimony makes you can see things from his perspective.
我们看第三个。
The third.
第八节前半边。
The first half of verse 8.
耶和华的训词正直，人快活人的心。
The the precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart.
这个训词这个字我们平常比较不熟。
We're not very familiar with the word the precepts.
这个字有原则的意思。
This have a meaning of the principles.
也有这个教条的意思。
Or it's a doctrine.
或者是一个提案计划的意思。
Or it's a proposition.
神说他的训词是正直。
God says his precepts are righteous, are right.
正直不是说神的话语是对的，而不是错的而已。
Right doesn't mean it's not wrong.
他的意思是说可以让一个人行在正直的道路中。
It means it will lead people to walk in the right path.
In the straight path.
In the straight path.
或者说他走一个正确的方向。
Or to go to the right direction.
当我们这样走的时候。
When we walk this way.
结果呢。
What is the effect?
能快活人的心。
It will bring joy to the heart.
换句话，这是一条喜乐的道路。
So this is a path of joy.
因为这是一条直的道路。
It's a straight path.
这是我一条我们应该走的道路。
That's the only way we should go.
当你行在这样的道路当中。
But you're walking on that path.
它带给你喜乐。
It will bring you joy.
耶稣讲过一句话。
Yet Jesus has said.
约翰十五章。
In John 15.
约翰福音十五章
John 15
第十节到十一节
10-11
约翰福音第十五章十节到十一节
Verse 10-11 John 15
你们若遵守我的命令就常在我的爱里正如我遵守了我父的命令藏在他的爱里这些事我已经对你们说了是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里并叫你们的喜乐可以满足这种喜乐只有神能够给的
This kind of joy can only come from God
这种喜乐来自于你知道你走在神要你走的路当中
This kind of joy comes only when you know you are walking in the past God wants you to.
旧约里面有一个很出名的大先知。
There is a great prophet in the Old Testament.
他叫耶利米。
It's Jeremiah.
他一直讲神的话语。
Whenever he talks about God's words,
人家很讨厌。
People would not like it.
他还是继续讲。
But he continued to talk.
人受不了了。
So they cannot stand him.
把他丢在一个那个地坑里面。
So they throw him into a big hole.
以为说这下我们不需要听他讲了。
So that now we don't have to listen to him.
这下他一定受不了了。
Now he cannot take it.
但是耶利米却说。
But Jeremiah said.
他说虽然四周围的环境很不好。
Even though my surroundings are not good.
但神的话一来到他身上的时候。
But whenever God's words fall upon him.
他就喜乐了。
He will have joy.
我们看看他自己怎么讲。
Let's see what he said.
那我们看耶利米书。
Let's go to Jeremiah.
十五章。
Verse 15, chapter 15.
十五节到十六节。
From 15 to 16, verses 15-16.
耶利米书十五章。
Jeremiah 15.
十五到十六节。
Verse 15-16.
他说：“耶和华，你是知道的，求你纪念我，眷顾我，向逼迫我的人为我报仇，不要向他们忍怒取我的命。”要知道我为你缘故受了凌辱耶和华万军之神啊我得到你的言语就当食物吃了你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐因我是称为你名下的人耶利米知道他走在正路当中
Jeremiah knows he's walking the straight path
知道他的方向是对的
He knows his direction is correct.
是神要他走的
It's what God wanted him to.
所以他也有那种喜乐
That's why he has that kind of joy.
是根深蒂固的
So it's deep rooted.
是没有办法把它打破的
It's unable to be broken.
是没有办法被改变的
You can unchangeable.
因为不管他的环境怎么样
Doesn't matter what the circumstances are.
他知道他跟神的关系是直的
He knows he has the right relationship with God.
不是弯曲的。
It's not wicked.
这个带给他喜乐。
It brings him joy.
我们已经看了三个哈。
We already saw three.
教会里面很出名的史布正牧师。
Pastor Spurgeon says.
他说这三个有关系的。
These three are related.
这三个是渐进式的。
So these are progressive.
第一个呢？
The first one.
第七节的前半边。
The first half of verse 7.
是指一个人的重生。
It's point to regeneration.
第二个。
The second.
第七节的后半段。
Second half of verse 7.
指人的智慧。
It's got the wisdom of man.
第三个。
The third.
第八节的上边。
The first half of verse 8.
带给人喜乐。
Brings people joy.
首先神的话语给我们新的生命。
First, God's words bring us a new life.
我们生命不同的。
We have different life.
然后我们开始有神的智慧。
Then we have God's wisdom.
从神的眼光角度来看事情。
We see the world from God's perspective.
之后呢？
Then
我们有那个永远不能拿去的喜乐。
We have the joy that can never take away.
因为我们在神里头。
Because we are in God.
这三个都是来自于神的话语。
All the three came from God's words.
我们开始看第四个。
Let's look at number four.
这是第八节的后半边。
The second half of Verse 8.
耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。
The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes.
Okay. 大卫这边把神的命令，把神的话语说成是命令。
Here, David says God's words are commands.
换句话说
In other words,
圣经不是一本说里面有很多的建议的书。
The Bible is not just suggestions.
圣经不是一本里面有很多好的思想的书。
Bible is not a book of good thoughts.
圣经不是一本里面有不错概念的书。
It's not, there are, the Bible is not a book of good
ideas.
Ideas.
这是一本命令的书。
It's a book of a commandment.
因为是神在讲话。
Because God is speaking.
他是宇宙的主宰。
He is the Lord of the universe.
他这宇宙中每一件事情
Everything in the universe
每一个人
Everyone
每一件物品
Every object
他都有绝对的主权
He has absolute sovereignty.
我们甚至被命令说要相信圣经
We were ordered to believe in the Bible.
我们甚至被命令说要相信福音
We were ordered to believe the gospel.
我们也被命令说要悔改认罪
We were ordered to confess, repent and confess.
这书上的每一句话每一个指示
Every word, every instruction in the book,
都不是建议
It's not a suggestion,
不是选择
it, you have no choice,
不是让你参考而已
It's not just for your reference,
还是神的命令
It's God's commandment
大卫说神的命令是清洁的
David said God's commands are pure
换句话说如果我们从心里面
So if from our hearts,
我们很诚恳地遵守这些命令
we loyally follow, obey those commandments,
我们便有一个清洁的生命
we would have a pure life.
因为神的话语是非常清洁的
Because God's words are very pure.
我们看两处的圣经
Let's look at two passages.
诗篇119篇
Psalm 119
140节
Verse 140
诗篇119篇140节
119:140
这里说你的话极其精炼所以你的仆人喜爱请别人念一下
Your promises have been thoroughly tested and your servant loves them
精炼这个字原来的意思就是 pure 就是清洁
So that means it's pure、
okay. 再看箴言三十章第五节
Let's go to Proverbs 30 verse 5
三十章第五节
Proverbs 35
说神的言语句句都是炼净的投靠他的他便做他们的盾牌再次炼净的又是清洁的
So God's word is pure and is flawless
当我们遵守神的这个命令
So when we understand God's commandments,
我们不只是去读一下，
not only we just to read it,
或者是我们去学一下，
are we going to learn about it,
而是我们遵守它，
but we need to obey them.
那我们很奇怪，里面心里的眼睛就会明亮。
Then if we believe in our hearts, our eyes will be clear.
你突然会了解神在讲什么。
Then you begin to understand what God is saying.
如果你不想去遵守它，
if you don't want to obey,
你可以读了很久，背了很久，你眼睛还是打不开。
You may have read and memorized for a long time, but your eyes are still not open.
我们看约翰福音七章十七节。
Let's go to John 7:17.
约翰福音七章十七节。
John 7:17.
他说人若立志遵着他的旨意行，这个他是指神哈，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。当我们愿意遵守神的话，
When we are willing to obey God's words,
很奇怪，我们开始了解神在讲什么。
Then we begin to understand what God is speaking.
你如果没有打算要遵守神的话，
If you have no plan to obey God's word,
你可以看哪一章哪一节很多次，你还是不了解他在讲什么。
So it doesn't matter how many times you read the verse, you still do not understand.
弟兄姐妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
圣经经常的提醒你和我，
So the Bible constantly reminds you and me,
我们在这个世界上是个寄居的， 是客旅。
So in this world we are aliens, we areTravelers.
是，我们是旅行者哈。那么如果你是一位旅行者，
If you are a traveler,
你去一个地方旅行，
you travel to a place,
你需要一个很重要的工具，
you need an important tool,
就是一个 roadmap, 一个地图啊。
So you need to have a roadmap,
或者是个 GPS,
or you need a GPS,
或者你设置里面一个 built-in 的 navigator,
So maybe your car is built in a navigator.
这是个很要紧的工具。
This is an important tool to have.
神的话语就是这样很重要的工具。
God's word is such an important tool.
它帮助我们达到一个目的地。
So he helps us to reach our destination.
如果你知道目的地应该怎么去。
If you know how to get there.
但是你故意要转去一个错误的方向。
But if you took the wrong route.
你走了一个大圈呢。
Would make a big circle.
你到时还是到不了目的地。
But still cannot be there.
神的话语让我们能看清楚我们走的方向。
So God's word would let us see where we're going.
你想不想达到神为你准备的目的地？
Do you want to go to where God prepared for you?
你需要遵守他的话语。
If you want to, you have to obey His words.
我们看下面一个。
Let's read the next one.
第五个。
Number five.
第九节。
Verse nine.
耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远。
The fear of the Lord is pure, endures forever.
这里面英文版本跟原文用了很奇怪的一个字来形容神的话语。
So here they use an interesting word to describe God's words.
叫敬畏。
So fear.
这是一个非常不平常的字眼。
It's an unusual word.
神的话语被称为敬畏。
Why we call God's words fear?
什么意思？
What does it mean?
乃是说我们对于神的话语。
It's our attitude to God's words.
像我们节目单上所打出来的。
Just like what it printed on our program.
我们会对它有敬意。
So we have reverence for His words.
我们对它有敬畏。
We have awe toward His word.
然后我们对他有尊敬。
And we respect His word.
如果我们没有这样的心态，
If we don't have such attitude,
我们没有办法从圣经中得到什么。
We cannot learn anything from the Bible.
我们没办法从圣经中学到什么。
We cannot learn anything from the Bible.
如果我们当中有人是主日学的老师，
If someone of you are teachers for Sunday school,
不管你是教大人，
Doesn't matter whether they teach adults,
教青少年，
or youth,
或者教小孩，
Our children,
你教学主要的目的，
The purpose of your teaching,
是要让学生们，
So let your students,
学习到敬畏神。
To learn how to fear the God.
而不是只是有圣经的知识而已。
In not just of Bible knowledge.
你主要的责任。
Your main responsibility.
让你的学生学习到敬畏神。
So Pete, the lecture student learn how to fear of God.
我们看几处的圣经节。
Let's read several passages.
诗篇34篇。
Psalm 34.
十一节。
Verse 11. 34,
11. 34篇十一节。
Psalm 34:11.
诗篇三十四篇十一节。众弟子啊，你们当来听我的话，我要将敬畏耶和华的道教训你们啊，敬畏耶和华的道教训你们。再看生命记四章九到十节。
Deuteronomy 4.
第九到第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
生命记第四章第九到第十节。
Deuteronomy 4, verse 9 and 10.
你只要殷勤，你只要谨慎，殷勤保守你的心灵，免得忘记你亲眼所看见的事，又免得你一生这事离开你的心，总要传给你的子子孙孙。你在何烈山站在耶和华你神面前的那日，耶和华对我说，你为我招聚百姓，我要叫他们听见我的话，使他们存活在世的日子可以学习敬畏我，又可以教训儿女这样行。不但我们做父母亲的学习敬畏神，
Not only as parents we need to learn how toFear God.
我们帮助我们的儿女跟子子孙孙知道怎么敬畏神。
Well, I help our children and their children to fear God.
今天你跟我活在这个世界上。
So today you and I live in this world.
有时候我们碰到一些令人恐惧的东西。
Sometimes we run into things that are fearful.
有些是工作上。
Especially in work.
有些是身体上。
Some in your health.
有些是金钱上。
Some in money.
有些是关系上。
Some in relationships.
你因为对一些事情害怕。
Because of certain things you have fear.
它常常带给你烦恼不安。
It often brings you trouble and uneasy.
带给你痛苦。
Bring you suffering.
甚至因为你害怕，你做了一些你不应该做的事。
Because of your fear, you've done something you should not have.
你犯了罪。
You may have commit sin.
但如果你对神是敬畏的。
But if you fear God,
你就会有清洁。
So you will be pure.
你的生活会越来越洁净。
So your life will getting pure and pure.
也越来越成熟。
And be mature, more mature.
我们可以说你是越来越有属灵的健康。
Then you would have more spiritual health.
当我们活在这种敬畏神话语的生活当中。
When we live a life that fears God.
那我里面这个人。
Then the person inside of you.
我不是说你的身体。
I'm not talking about your body.
我是说我们里面这个人呢。
The person inside of you.
就不会虎烂衰退了。
It will not decay or deteriorate.
也不会变坏恶化了。
It will not deteriorate.
所以保罗说了一句话非常好。
So Paul said well.
我们看哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians 4.
16到18节。
Verse 16 to 18.
哥林多后书第四章16到18节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
所以我们不上当，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。我们这自战至亲的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见，乃是顾念所不见，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。保罗知道哪一个比较要紧。
Paul knows which is important.
他所顾念的是他里面的那个内心，那个内在我。
So what he cared is that him inside himself.
弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
如果你不想让里面那个内在我,
if you don't want the inner self of you,
随着时间腐烂,
decays of with time,
随着环境腐败,
deteriorates according to circumstances,
因为外来的压力, 外来的试探而犯罪,
and you commit sin because of external temptations and pressure.
你需要从敬畏他的话语开始。
You need to start from fearing God's words.
我们看最后一个。
Let's look this last one.
这是第九节的后半边。
That's the second half of verse 9.
说耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。
The judgments of the Lord are true.
这个典章英文是用 judgment, 这个字也有说是 ordinance, 是法规。
So the word judgment sometimes also translates as ordinances.
有时候甚至翻成更好叫做判决。
Sometimes called judgment.
Verdicts.
Verdicts.
你知道吗？圣经是世界上呢唯一跟最高的法官。
So you know the Bible is the only and the highest judge.
他坐在他的法官的位置上。
He's sitting on the judgment seat.
他解出他的判决。
He's passed out his verdict.
圣经是神对万物万人的判决。
So the Bible is God's verdict for all people, for all things.
这个判决是决定性的。
And this verdict is absolute.
也是这个final, 最终的。
It's the final one.
你不能说哎，我不喜欢。
You cannot say I don't like it.
我不接受。
I will not accept it.
我要像陈水扁一样。
I'll be like阿扁。
我要上诉到第二审呢。
I want to appeal.
我要上诉到第三审呢。
Appeal to the third judge.
这个判决是 final.
So this verdict is final.
没有办法上诉的。
You cannot appeal.
神很清楚地说。
God clearly said,
在圣经里面,
in the Bible,
什么事情讨他喜欢, 什么事情他憎恨,
what things pleases him, what things that he hates,
什么样的人要得到奖赏, 什么样得到惩罚,
what can people will be rewarded, what can people will be punished,
不接受他人要去哪里, 信他人要去哪里,
those who thus accept him for they will go, and for those who accept him where they will go.
圣经是神对整个人类。
So Bible is for all mankind.
从亚当到今天。
From Adam till today.
从今天到以后。
From now until forever.
最终的判决。
The final verdict.
也是对这些堕落天使的判决。
It's also the verdict for those fallen angels.
因为是神自己的判决。
Because God's own verdict.
所以是真实的。
That's why it's true.
不是假的。
It's not false.
不是要吓人的。
It's not just to scare you.
不是要骗人的。
It's not to deceive you.
它一定会发生的。
It's going to happen.
因为神说有就有啊。
Because when God says there was, there was.
神说要立就立。
If God ordains, it will be established.
今天我们活在世界当中。
So today we live in this world.
里面很多的谣言谎言
There are a lot of rumors,
或者是一些欺骗人的事情
or deceiving things,
但圣经是真实的
but the Bible is true.
它是绝对的真实
It's absolute truth.
它是个完全的真实
It's completely true.
圣经就是有这种特色
You have such characteristic.
既然圣经是这样
Since Bible is such way,
所以他说是全然公义
That's say it's completely righteous.
全然公义，有意思说它产生一个很广的公义。
So it's a great scope of righteousness.
或者它让公义成为应该有的公义。
So that righteousness is the only righteous should be.
所以耶稣讲过这样一句话。
That's why Jesus said this.
我们回到约翰十七章十七节。
Let's go to John 17:17.
约翰十七章十七节。
John 17:17.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。真理，神的话语，圣经，让我们成圣。
God's words and the truth sanctifies us.
圣经是世界上唯一的一本书。
So the Bible is the only book in the world.
能让我们成为圣洁。
Can sanctify us.
我们看看大卫怎么来给他下结论。
Let's see how did Dave conclude.
这是第十节到十一节。
That's verse 10 and 11.
第十到十一节。
From verse 10 to 11.
第十节前半边都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕。
They are more precious than gold, than much purer gold.
大卫说
David says,
如果我要选金子或神的话语
If I have to choose between gold and God's words,
我要选神的话语
I will choose God's words.
如果我要选极多的金子和神的话语
If I want the more purer gold and God's words,
我要选神的话语
I will choose God's word.
如果我要选大量的、极多的金金和神的话语
，If I to choose a great amount pure gold,
我要选神的话语
，I will choose God's word.
因为他知道哪一个更宝贵
，Because he knows which is more precious.
下面一个
，The next.
比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下地的蜜甘甜。
They are sweeter than the honey from the comb.
蜂房下蜜的下地的蜜甘甜什么？下蜜下地的蜜是什么意思
？What is the meaning of honey from the comb？
这是大卫他的思想中啊。
In David's thought，
在那个时候
，at that time，
他对他所有能够吃的东西当中啊
，from all the things he could eat，
最令他愉快的东西
，the thing that's most pleasing to him。
哦，你可能觉得说这个我今天不是那么。最让我愉快、啊、
Maybe you say this doesn't make me happy、
啊、我吃到什么东西才最愉快
I know what is more pleasing
我对大卫来讲
But for David
在那时候、啊、
At that time
他能够吃到蜂房刚刚下地的蜜对他来讲是最愉快的
So the make him very happy if he can eat the honey from the comb
但是大卫说神的话语比这个还让他愉快
But David says God's words would be even sweeter
还没有完十一节
Verse 11.
况且你的仆人因此受警戒。
By them is your servant warned.
受到什么样的警戒
？What kind of warning?
警戒什么东西
？What we're warned against?
对罪跟那个罪的伤害的警戒。
It's the warning against sin and the damage of sin.
对这个世界上的谎言跟欺骗的警戒。
It's the warning against the lies and deceiving words of the world.
你知道，你我需要这个警戒。
So you and I need this kind of warning.
因为这个世界对付你我的方法。
Because the way the world treat us
是很狡猾的。
It's kind of wicked.
是很聪明的。
It's kind of smart.
因为到处都是。
But it's all over.
没有一个东西能够胜过他。
Nothing can be better than that.
没有一个东西能够讲他这个错处指出来。
No one can expose their mistakes.
除了这本圣经。
Only this Bible.
过去英国的一位伟人。
So there was a great British person.
叫做 John Bunyan.
John Bunyan.
他这么说。
He said.
他说到这本圣经。
About the Bible.
他说这本书。会使你避开罪，不然罪会使你避开这本书。
This book will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this book.
你喜欢哪一个东西避开你
？So which one you like to keep away?
你喜欢哪一个东西离你远远的
？Which one you like to be stay away from you far?
是这本书吗
？Is this book?
还是那个罪
？Or sin?
最后一项大卫看到
So the last that what David saw
第十一节的后半边
The second half of verse 11
守着这些便有大赏
In keeping them there's a great reward
什么大赏
What kind of reward
是不是更多的财富
More greater wealth
更高的位置
Higher position
更大的名声
A bigger fame
都不是
No
大卫认为守的这些大赏呢
？What David considers a great reward，
还是指的更认识神
？To know God more，
更认识神有很多的方面的表现。
There are many ways we can get to know God more。
你越来越了解神的旨意。
So you can more understand God's will.
你越来越讨他的喜悦。
You please Him more.
你的生命越来越圣洁。
So your life gets pure.
你跟神的关系也越来越亲密。
And you're closer with God.
这是大卫所追求的奖赏。
This is the reward God is, David is pursuing.
过去教会里面的奥古斯丁这么讲。
So St. Augustine said this.
他讲过这句话。
He said this.
罪是他本身的惩罚。
So sin is its own punishment.
罪是他本身的惩罚。
Sin is its own punishment.
我们暂时不要想说犯罪以后有什么惩罚。
Let's not think about what punishment after you sin.
罪本身就是你的惩罚。
The sin itself is your punishment.
我可以借用他这句话哈。
I can borrow what he said.
把它稍微扩张一点。
And expanded.
奥古斯丁也可以这么讲啊。
Augustine could have said this.
认识神是他本身的赏赐。
Knowing God is its own reward.
认识神自己。
To know God himself.
更认识他。
To know him more.
这件事情本身。
This thing itself.
便是个赏赐。
Is your reward.
在刚才读的这两节圣经节当中。
In the two verses we just read.
大卫是在说啊。
David is saying,
神的话语
God's words.
可以用四个 P 来代表。
We can use four P's to represent.
神的话语是他最大的拥有物。
So God's words is his greatest possession.
神的话语是最他最大的享受。
So it's his greatest
pleasure.
Pleasure.
A pleasure.享受哈、
uh-huh.
神的话语是他最大的保护。
So God's word is his best protection.
神的话语也是他最大的供应。
It's also his best provision.
我巴不得神的话语。
So we wish God's words.
可以同样的祝福你和我。
Will bless you and me.
当我们信得过这本书。
So when we can believe in this Bible.
当我们去研读它。
So when we read it,
当我们去爱慕它
so when we desire it,
当我们去遵守它
when we obey it,
那同样的
similarly,
神的话语将是你最大的拥有物
so God's words will be your greatest possession,
它也将是你最大的喜乐愉快
it becomes your greatest pleasure,
它也是你最大的保护
it's your greatest protection,
它也是你最大的供应
it's also your the greatest provision.
那我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们再次谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, once again we thank you.
你每年给我们有一次主日学的主日。
Every year you give us this Sunday school Sunday.
我们再回到你的话语。
We return to your words.
好好的思想。
To think carefully.
谢谢你今天再次借着诗人大卫对我们讲话。
Thank you for speaking us through Psalmist David.
看到你话语的果效。
To study the effects of your words.
让我们不要别的，只要它。
So that we not reject it.
让我们因为遵守你的话语而得福。
So we will be blessed by obeying your words.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主的名。
We pray and give thanks in our Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.